But that's RN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Notable for its length, President Trump's epic State of the Union speech last night ran almost 2 hours, a record. Declaring the State of the Union strong, Mr. Trump doubled down on his tariff and immigration policies.
Just days after the Supreme Court struck down his global tariffs, the president said he will continue with tariffs through other regulations and that the tariffs will
substantially replace the modern-day system of income tax.
With justices sitting a few feet away, he described their ruling as unfortunate. The president also defended his administration's efforts to deport undocumented immigrants, and he announced Vice President Vance will lead a new effort called the War on Fraud. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And there were patriotic feel-good moments with the Olympic champion U.S. men's hockey team on hand and medals presented to military members and veterans. The Democrat response:
Americans deserve to know that their leaders are focused on addressing the problems that keep them up at night.
Virginia's newly elected Democrat Governor Abigail Spanberger asking, is the president working to make life more affordable for you, your family? Democrats not the only ones reacting to the Trump speech.
I think it was a good night for the president. It was certainly a celebration of all that is good for America and what America has meant. I thought it was a great night for the president.
Family Research Council President Tony Perkins giving Mr. Trump high marks. Adding insult to injury across the Northeast, a bit more snow fell across parts of the region overnight. Generally 1 to 3 inches on top of all of that snow the blizzard left behind earlier in the week. Stocks are higher this morning on Wall Street. The Dow is up 65 points. The Nasdaq ahead 213 points. This is SRN News. Parents in Maryland win a big award.
A federal judge says Montgomery County must pay a group of moms and dads $1.4 million after barring them from opting their children out of LGBT lessons and assignments. The parents sued, and last year the Supreme Court ruled they have the right to opt their kids out. Eric Baxter of the Beckett Fund says, quote, public schools nationwide are on notice. Running roughshod over parental rights and religious freedom isn't just illegal, it's costly. Michael Harrington reporting.
A wide-ranging government investigation's underway in Australia into the shocking rise in anti-Semitism across the country in recent years. It was spurred by the murder of 15 people at a Sydney Jewish festival in December, allegedly by two Muslims inspired by ISIS. Prime Minister Albanese has launched Australia's most powerful form of public inquiry, known as a Royal Commission. And this is SRN News. Facebook owner Meta Platforms about to make a big investment in AI hardware.
Meta says it will buy artificial intelligence chips from Advanced Micro Devices. The deal also gives Meta the opportunity to buy an up to 10% stake in the company. Meta will buy AMD's latest chips, the MI450, to help power data centers. AI buildouts are quantified in terms of gigawatts, the focus being on how much energy the hardware involved can consume. The new standard for high-level computation, the Meta-AMD deal, could be worth up to $100 billion. Bob Agnew reporting.
The American consumer's confidence in the U.S. economy has improved a bit this month after plunging in January. The Conference Board says its closely watched Consumer Confidence Index rose to 91.2 in February, from an upwardly revised reading of 89, that just last month. More details at srnnews.com.